Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Everyone from around the globe, I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. And today, ACC News brings to you another very wonderful and really very inspiring guest. We have with us intuitive alignment coach, Leah Skirtle, and she is the founder of Mastery of the Art of Living. And to anyone out there tuning in today that is struggling mentally to get by in life, struggling really to find their inner strength, or with anxiety, again, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because our special guest today, Leah Skirtle, may possibly share information that may change your life forever. And it is now Wednesday, the 12th of July, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially our listeners that do tune in from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Leah, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, and you can listen to the show live from those platforms as well, please visit us on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. And you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the roller coaster of events and emotion that life throws our way, it can have massive and lasting effects on one's ability to really stay centered and focused. And in an instant, mastering the art of living can become just getting by, or even worse, struggling to survive. Now, Leah Skirtle, which is a spiritual teacher, energy healer, massage therapist, motivational speaker, and even author, what she's really done is dedicate her life to guiding people through the harshest ways and to really find their inner strength. And Leah herself, she spent more than 20 years working in massage and energy therapy. And from a young age, Leah was really drawn to helping people work through their challenges. And people cite Leah's integration of life experience and her professional background as really some of her strongest attributes. Now, with her practice, Mastery in the Art of Living, what Leah has done is really craft a multitude of programs and services to fit any needs of individuals or groups to bring about change. People leave her sessions with a rejuvenated mindfulness an alignment of the mind, emotions, body, and spirit. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Intuitive Alignment Coach, founder of Mastery in the Art of Living, Miss Leah Skirtle. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Leah?
I am doing fantastic.
Well, we are very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Leah, to our people in the audience today that are tuning in today that don't know very much about you, can you please share with them who exactly is Leah Skirtle?
Well, I am passionate about helping stressed-out moms find their natural state of inner calm so they can better manage family life and work life. And I call myself an intuitive alignment coach. I'm helping align body, emotions, mind, and spirit to create optimal wellness and feelings of well-being. And I'm also a mom who's doing the same thing, trying to balance family life and work life.
And again, I know how that feels.
Yeah.
But everyone in our audience tuning in today are well aware that every guest that we have really has a very wonderful and inspiring story. Leah, can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today?
Yes. Well, part of my journey started when we were married for 13 years and we still didn't have any children. And there was one night I was crying into my dishpan, if I don't get to have a baby, then give me another job because this hurts too much. And then I kind of went off with the rest of my life, and I cleaned up my body physically, and I did my emotional work, and I did meditation, and I really cleaned up my body, emotions, mind, and spirit. And then at the advanced maternal age of 39 and a half, I found out I was pregnant, and it was totally
wow.
Unexpected. And then again at 42 and a half, I was pregnant again. And,
that's,
you know,
we really
wanted kids. And what was exciting was that I birthed those babies without any interventions, and we had a wonderful birth. We loved those kids. And, you know, you're a parent, too. You know, you get blown away by the amount of love coming through that you just don't expect.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a master's degree, and nothing in my education prepared me for the challenges of being a stay-at-home mom. I was totally unprepared for the amount of anger that I would feel, the frustration at raising kids. You know, sometimes they're a handful.
Yes.
And there was kind of a tipping point where there was one morning where my husband was leaving for work. I'm holding the baby, the three-year-old's hanging on my leg, and I'm crying saying, I'm going to go to work, you stay home. And it was, you know, then that's just not how we'd set up our lives. So instead, I regrouped, and I realized that my 20 years of personal growth and spiritual development had given me plenty of tools. And so I sat down in my peace chair, and I started using the spiritual tools that I had. And you know what? It is not easy meditating with two kids in your lap. And
definitely
the more you practice, the easier it gets, the better you get at it, you know. So, you know, sometimes the only time you get alone is in the bathroom. But then that's not always certain either. But applying the tools from my spiritual journey really helped me stay centered and focused. And I want to share that with other people because I think I meet a lot of other stressed out moms who need those tools as well.
Yes, and many people are probably tuning in and they hear your story, and you really stayed motivated and end up having your first child at such a late age, at 39 and then also 42. Many people would have given up by that time. Who or what is your biggest influence in your life and even your career?
Well, you know, birthing those babies really has been a huge influence in my life because I had this goal of birthing my babies drug-free. And you know, everybody doesn't have that goal. A lot of people are just happy to have healthy baby, healthy mom, and that's cool. But I had this personal goal of bringing my babies into the world without, you know, having their bodies free of drugs. And it took a lot of effort to focus my, you know, clean up my body, to focus my emotions, to get rid of my emotional patterns, to release my fears, and to focus my mind on my intention and see that end result. And indeed, I was able, at the advanced maternal age of 39 and a half and 42 and a half, to birth two babies with no interventions, no complications, no medical interventions at all, no drugs, and then being able to reach that goal, that personal goal. It was, you know, it's great for the babies. I'm happy that the babies were drug free, but more even than that is that I reached a personal goal, and holy smokes, if I can do something that hard, I can do lots of stuff in my life. And I kind of reach for that as inspiration of, okay, take a deep breath, you know, you can do it. And that helps me move forward.
You're probably so satisfied when you actually learn that you are going to be giving birth. I'm just trying to imagine how that would feel after all of that time. It must have been truly amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely peak experience, and it doesn't get much better than that, really.
So, Leah, how is being a mother and also a massage therapist over 20 years, how has that really allowed you to learn more about women and parents, and what really adds extra stress on their lives?
Yeah, like I totally get that how challenging it is raising kids today. You're trying to be a good parent. You're reading the parenting books. You're going to parenting classes, and then you got the kid activities, and you're trying to monitor their use of media. You're trying to get your own life balanced and do some exercise and eat well, and then, whew, you know, like there's a lot. You got to find out where the kids are and make sure they're safe. And, you know, I think it's more challenging for us now as parents than it was for our parents. There's more things to keep track of, it seems.
Yes.
So I appreciate that, and I try to keep all those pieces in balance and share with other, you know, share wisdom with other parents, that, you know, get wisdom from them and share wisdom back again that I've gleaned.
And you actually mentioned stress, and stress is something that affects so many of us. How much does stress affect the lives of women on an everyday basis? And most importantly, how easy is it for people to really get stuck in a mindset of really accepting that stress will be a part of their everyday lives?
Yeah, you know, stress is part of life. You know, the you've got the analogy of the archer pulls the bow back before launching the arrow. So that stress is normal, and it can be healthy to launch you forward into the next part of your life. If you're able to manage it, if you're able to harness the power of that stress to propel you forward into something that's meaningful, that gives your life purpose, and that not letting it get swamped by, pulled over by the waves of the stuff of life. You know, sometimes we do. And mastery in the art of living is not that you never get stressed out or that you never fall off the wagon, that you are never overly anxious, but that how quickly can you get back to that place of center? That's mastery, personal mastery. How quickly can you get back to that place of personal centeredness?
And you just mentioned how you can actually at times use stress to propel you forward, but stress also can have negative effects on your life. So working with people over the past 20 years, being a parent, what are some of the side effects of having a lot of stress a part of your everyday life?
Well, sure. I see people all the time who they're, as a massage therapist, you know, their shoulders are up by their ears and they're, not, you know, terrible knots, and it's hard to sleep at night, or they're, maybe they started taking high blood pressure medication and they don't have time to exercise. And so when people feel stressed out, they're not necessarily taking care of their own needs. And
yes.
And so doing those things that we all know you're supposed to do, you know, exercise, sleep 7 hours a night, drink lots of water, eat more vegetables, you know, those things. We want to do those things and not let them create more stress. Oh, you know, oh my God, I got to get to bed. Ah, you know, well, no. Don't
yes.
make that stressful. Just rest.
Now, you were able to really overcome these stressors that were going on in your life. How has really overcome these stressors in your life the way you think and really live on a daily basis?
Well, today was an example. Okay, so our power is out. And the, you know, there's a storm last night, and the power is out. And so it's July.
Wow.
It's in Minnesota. It's, you know, it's 85 degrees, and it's really
wow.
humid, and there's no air conditioning, and there are no fans. It's like,
oh,
and
God.
And I'm talking on a landline, and, you know, it's hot. Okay, so... and because our air power was out, I couldn't take our garage door didn't open. So I had to drive my husband to work this morning, and then, you know, drive one kid to this appointment, drive the other kid to this place, and then, you know, we have to do it in reverse. And
yeah.
So yeah, you know what? That's just the stuff of life. It's just one. That's just how life goes some days. So then, oh, take a moment and breathe. And so how I deal with that
yeah.
is. Before talking with you, I made sure to stop and breathe and focus on who I want to be reaching and having my heart open and getting out of my head and into my heart so that I'm present in the moment. And that's really how to deal with the stuff of life. It's simple. It's you know, can feel complicated, but get out of your head into your heart. Breathe. Imagine that you're breathing through your heart. Imagine that your heart has a nose in the center of your chest, and that you're breathing through your heart, so that you bring that awareness of the love that's always there, available. Bring your awareness there, and then life is more manageable.
And with the morning you've had, I know many people, you know, even some family members of mine that would have practically, you know, had a nervous breakdown. So the way you're handling, you know, this crazy morning that you had, it's really, truly amazing that you could really come on here and do the show as well. I definitely look up to you for that.
It's funny, you know, I'm writing this book on managing anxiety, and, you know, you get what you focus on, right? So
yes.
That's just funny. You know, I'm creating more of these opportunities to manage anxiety, right? So my next book is going to be just living in joy. And then I'll get what I focus on, right? Oh,
yes. Oh, well, what I would like to ask you, Leah, why is it so easy for many women and also men to constantly focus on the negative aspects of their lives?
Well, I think that probably there's some history in that. You know, that we're back in caveman days, you had to be always looking out for the saber-toothed tiger, and you had to keep your antenna up to make sure that, you know, something bad wasn't going to happen. And so the amygdala in the brain is hardwired to look for problems. And there's been tons of research now on brain chemistry and the plasticity of the brain, and how actually if we meditate, if you spend that time in higher functions of focusing on love, peace, joy, freedom, harmony, and quieting the amygdala, fight, flight, freeze habits that you build more neural pathways in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, and you build up the potential to live in more peace, joy, harmony, freedom, as you're quieting the fearful part. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I understand what you're trying to explain. So, again, this is something that many people should be able to change.
Absolutely. It's absolutely doable. And the more that we focus on what we do want, the more, which is, I would think, love, peace, joy, harmony, freedom, although I think that in our society we're probably, a lot of people are kind of addicted to adrenaline, and so we kind of mix things up in order to get that adrenaline rush. Well, you know, think about it. Is that what you really want? How about if you can get that adrenaline rush from something healthier, like rock climbing or playing an instrument or singing karaoke or something that is not as, you know, is better for your system, more inspirational and more and a healthier choice.
Well, I know that there's many people tuning in today that are hearing a lot of the things that we are speaking about thinking, hey, that's me. And yes, I stress that way. And yes, that type of morning would have made me have a mental breakdown. Can she help me? Am I a good candidate for this? Can you please share with the audience, who exactly is your client base?
Well, probably 95% of my clients are women aged 30 to 60, for the most part.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of parents.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, they're just some parents and a lot of single working people who are trying to manage a lot of pieces of their lives, aging parents and all of that. That's another stress.
And what are the exact services that you could provide to them?
Mm-hmm. I've got an online program called Spiritual Pilates, Developing Your Inner Spiritual Core. And I also do, I talk to groups and offer workshops in person. In the Twin Cities, I do hands-on massage and energy healing, but online I do webinars and programs so I can reach a larger audience.
And I was actually about to ask that because I know that there's many people that are tuning in that live in the U.S., many don't live in the U.S., and they're wondering, you know, can she help me? So you are able to work with anyone no matter where they are? What is the situation with that?
Sure, yes. Yeah. You can, first off, can I say something about my book?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've written a book called Seeking Serenity, How to Manage Anxiety and Love Your Life. And you can, that's available for pre-sale now on Amazon, or it'll be available for download on August 1st. But if your listeners would like a free copy of the e-book, you can email me at serenityebook@gmail.com. Send me your name and your email address, and I'll send you a copy of the book. And you can find out more about my programs as well by, again, emailing serenityebook@gmail.com. Or my website is seeking-serenity-book.com. seeking-serenity-book.com, and that is specific to the book, to the e-book. The print copy will come out later. But also, if you would like more information about my programs, my website is www.masteryintheartofliving.com. Mastery in the art thearticleofliving.com. And there's information there about my programs, and there's a blog posts, and there's a free meditation that will help get you back back on track. Just 4 minutes. You can do it every day, and it will help you start the day out in a good way.
So what I would like to ask you, Leah, there's many people tuning in today that, you know, hear from and are aware that there's many different coaches and doctors and therapists out there. Can you please share with the audience, what do you feel really sets you apart from other people offering similar services?
Well, I think it's because what I specifically offer is this spiritual component of, I try to align my soul, your soul, and that place where we're one with God the Infinite, and I'm allowing the highest and best to flow through. And I try very hard to see people at that spiritual level, to see, recognize that we're all spiritual beings having a physical experience. You know, sometimes you don't walk around every day, all day, noticing that somebody is a soul and has a higher spiritual presence aligned with God. You know, like, we get caught up in our egos. But when I am focused, trying to see past the facade of ego and connect to somebody at a heart level, at a soul level, then I feel like I get a higher level of awareness. I feel like we're offering the best to each other, and that we can have a really positive effect on each other as well as the rest of the world when we bring our higher selves into play. And so that's the gift that I want to share with people, is doing the best I can to see people from that higher spiritual level and see past the facade of ego.
And you've really been through so much in life. You've been able to achieve so many life goals, which is truly amazing. What exactly do you have planned for the future? Where do you go from here?
Well, I'm excited about getting the book out, and I'm really excited about launching this new program, Spiritual Pilates, Developing Your Inner Spiritual Core, and speaking to more groups. Speaking to groups, to small and large groups, and online and in person, and meeting new friends. I'm really looking forward to that new phase of my life.
Most importantly, Leah, what I really want you to share with the audience, can you please share with them your inner feelings about helping people? What is the personal satisfaction you get from helping so many people around the world change their lives?
Well, I guess I have this big picture that when we are focused on what we do want, so when we are aligned with our spiritual core, when you are really present with that level of your soul connected to God the Infinite, when you bring that into your life, then you'll treat your body like a holy temple of spirit. You'll treat other people like a spiritual being having a physical experience. And you'll treat the earth like the environment that is the creation of the oneness, that we can bring those pieces into place. We'll be able to create a world where everybody can thrive. And really, so that if we want to create a world where everybody can thrive, you start with treating your body and other people and the earth like you want to be treated, like they are spiritual matter. And when we align body, emotions, mind, and spirit, we're in that place of recognizing that oneness of all creation, and then I believe we can live in that world of love where everybody gets to matter, everybody gets to thrive.
And you know, we're just about almost out of time. Can you please share with the audience, where can they go to really get more information about your incredible work?
Okay, yes, please. My website is masteryintheartofliving.com. Masteryintheartofliving.com. And my name is Leah Skirdal.
Well, again, we're just about out of time today. You shared really so much great information for so many of the women out there, so many of the mothers. And again, to everyone tuning in out there, if you feel that any of these things are even remotely familiar and you're looking for a change in your life, please reach out to Leah, and she can help you, again, possibly change your life forever. So to the audience today, I thank you very much for joining us. We are just about out of time, but I do want to thank our special guest today again, Leah Skirdal. I thank you very much, Leah, for joining us today and really sharing a lot of this valuable information with our audience. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. You have a great day, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.